I like me. We said that yesterday. Today we're saying, I like my creation. I like my creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, Dean of the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the topic for Absolute Philosopher. I like my creation. A lot of people, they say, the world is wonderful, the world is filled with greatness and joy and peace and harmony and love and abundance and health and wholeness and every good thing. And you know what happens? Those people, they experience that. They experience those things. And so they say the whole world is filled with that. Because if you're a rich man, you look around and you see other rich people. If you're a poor man, you look around and see other poor people. And this is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing. The world is your creation. Now, if you become a rich person, all of a sudden you'll be associating with rich people, and you'll be running around with rich people, and you'll be thinking rich thoughts, and you'll be doing wonderful things. And then if you lose it all, then you're back with the poor people again. Now, why don't you stay with the rich people? Why don't you stay with the healthy people? Why don't you stay with the people who are beautiful and good? Well, the reason you don't is that you're a poor creator. Now, if you were a potterer, you were making pottery, and you were working in your pottery shop, and you were making flower pots and all sorts of things, and people came to you and said, I'd like to have this special pottery made. Can you make this special pottery? And you say, oh, no, no, I just do these simple things. I just do these very uncomplicated things because that's where my talent is and that's where I'm able. And I would say, well, you know, I have seen your work. What you have done is excellent. You have given it a lot of personal attention, a lot of personal pizzazz, and you've done a nice job. I believe you could do what I want you to do. Oh, no, I don't really think so. But I'd like you to try. You have confidence in me? I have confidence in that you know how to do the work. The confidence in you has to come in yourself. But I have confidence that you know how to do the work and that you could do that. Now, you want to take a stab at it and see how you come out? Well, okay. So the guy takes a stab at it. And with his usual dedication to perfection, with his usual following the program right to the letter, following the rules on running the pottery and preparing this particular piece of very fragile pottery that this person wanted done. It was almost like a china cup, very gentle, very delicate. And he burned it at just the right heat, because if you have it at too high a heat, you'll crack it, and too low a heat, it won't stand up. You just have to know all the little things about doing pottery work. And so the guy did everything just the way he was supposed to, and he ran off one copy. And he showed it to the fellow who asked for it. He showed it to me, and I said, hey, that is exquisite. Now make me 2 dozen more. Wonderful. So he had the mold, and what he did was he duplicated the mold into 2 dozen molds. And he poured his pottery material into the clay and the substance that was in it, giving it strength and giving it the sheen that he wanted. And then he poured them all out and did them in one afternoon, 2 dozen. And they came out just as beautiful as the original had been. And I came back in and I said, well now, let's see what you've done. You did them all already? All in one afternoon? When you didn't know how to do this before? How did you do that? And he said, well, I just duplicated the mold and I made them all at once because I learned how to do it. I knew what the temperatures were supposed to be, so I might as well make the temperature all in one and control it perfectly at one moment and then have it in perfect order there. Well, that is marvelous. You know, with your skill now, you can go out and sell pottery that is a great deal more expensive and a great deal more class to it than what you've been doing, and you can reach into a higher market. Well, the days went by, and he was changing his mind, and he was going to see wholesalers about buying them and processing them in the stores and what have you. And before he knew it, he had an order for thousands, thousands of those cups and saucers and plates and salad forks and soup bowls, the whole cotton picking operation. So what he did in each one, first he made the perfect mold. And once he had made the perfect mold, it was easy for him to duplicate it. And then he had the perfect mold on each one of these things. And so he made up maybe 50 sets. 50 sets of each of the pieces of pottery. Each of the pieces of whatever you call it, dishes and plates and stuff. And they're beautifully done. Very fragile, very lovely, very magnificent. And he ran them off, then he made some more and ran them off, and finally he had to hire some people to come and help him. But he didn't have them do the pouring of the materials. He didn't have them do the work that you had to know the temperatures. He didn't have them do the part that it had to be very, very careful about. He was very careful too. He had them pack them in boxes. He had them prepare them for the wholesalers. He had them do all of this miscellaneous work, which takes quite a bit of time too. But he was the master pourer of the pottery and making the cups, saucers, and everything else. Well, now, within a very few weeks, he was extremely successful. And he hired other people to do all the jobs. And then he began training special apprentices. And he took these young people right out of high school or college, and he trained them how to do the pottery work, how to have the temperature control, and how to have everything just right. And he told them, if you don't do it just right, they will not work out right. But if you do it just right, everything right to the degree of temperature that's supposed to be, they'll always be perfect. Well, he trained about five young men, and they were dedicated, and they were capable, and they were interested. And he said to them, now, I'm going to pay you well, but I don't want you to be slipshod, ever, because this is a very sensitive work we're doing. We want it always to come out perfect. Well, the years went by, and he trained these people, and these people lived up to his expectation of them. His expectation of them. He got these young people before they were trained out of having integrity, before they were trained out of believing that they didn't have to follow the rules, before they were trained out of the idea that you do the perfect job. You know, when you're dedicated, you know, young people are very, very wonderful. They know everything, and that's a great attitude to have. They know everything, and they can do everything, and they're wonderful. But maturity puts them down and tells them that they're not. And so maturity is doing its own decreation on these young people. In other words, not keeping them doing the utmost of their talent to be the finest that they can be. So maturity is helping to develop mediocrity in humanity. And that's a shame. But you see, the dreamer, the man, that this man became a dreamer, and he took the dream that I had for him of making excellent pottery and becoming very quality conscious, he took that on each level, step by step, and then he transmitted that feeling into these five young people who became exquisite apprentices and then exquisite pottery makers. They were journeymen of the highest quality. He created his world in keeping with what I expected of him. Now, what kind of a world are we creating around ourselves here and everywhere we go? Are we creating only the highest quality of people? Are we creating only people who choose to take the program because it is very important to them? And once they start the program, do they immediately go instantly into all of the lessons as they take them in perfect divine order, doing everything with precision, setting the temperature just right at the oven so that the pottery will come out perfect, doing the lessons 3 times a day for a week, and then doing the quiz and the essay, and reading the book reviews, and doing, do they create this magnificence in themselves of being the finest pottery maker in the world, the finest creator in the world? That's what we are developing. We are developing people going through this school who become the finest creators in the world, because we're giving them the tools to work with. We're helping them develop their own integrity. We're helping them develop their own recognition that they have imagination, and they can dream, and they can go and follow their dream, and they follow it with integrity. They follow it with perfection. They follow it with everything that is exquisite and good, and they are good. And every student that we have had who has followed everything we have told them very carefully today is wonderful. Oh, they may have areas of their life where they feel they could improve, but they could use that same technique to improve there, because they can create themselves exactly the way they want to be, because we create them exactly the way we wanted to be. We wanted to have a creation of integrity, a creation of people with character, people with the ability to dream and to take their wildest dream and make it a reality. I am the creator. I like my creation, and my creation like me. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, how about your creation? Are they all that you expect of them? If they are, that's wonderful. If they're not, you have to do the readjusting of your thinking relative to them. Not them. Not them. You readjust your thinking about it. And once you readjust your thinking about your creation will be whatever your adjusted thinking is. And when you don't adjust your thinking, then your creation is how they are, which is how you created them, which is what you expected from them. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, as we say. Are you ready and are you willing to take responsibility to like your creation? All of it, everything you see is your creation. The good food, the bad food, the good husband, the good wife, the bad wife, the good kids, the bad kids, the friends who are beautiful or not beautiful, they're all your creation. And if you ever go around saying that someone else is making you unhappy or giving you a hard time, you are creating them doing exactly that, and you deserve every nuance that you get out of that relationship. So be careful. I laugh at you when you tell me that you're having a hard time, because I say, good, you're having a hard time. That's just how you created it. Now, do you want to keep that up? And you say, well, that's stupid. Of course I don't want to keep it up. Well, if you don't, then stop thinking that they're giving you a hard time. Start saying, they're giving me a good time. They're cooperative. They're wonderful. They're joyous. They're marvelous. Ingeborg came in here and she said, I'm so unhappy I lost the program. Well, she didn't lose the program. All she did was she was working at the computer, and she was looking at her program, and she nodded and fell asleep for a moment, and her finger was on the key. And so it put a whole bunch of return keys. It put on 3 full pages of return keys, so it put her program 3 full pages of blank pages down the sheet. And I went into the program, and I found one that said 1 kilobyte, and I said, well, then maybe that's right. And then I looked, and I found another one that said 35 kilobytes. And I said, hey, there's 35 kilobytes on there somewhere. We should see them. And so I got up to behind the beginning of the page, and I just sat on the key that was delete, 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 and then all of a sudden, broop, here they come. And then, if that isn't good enough, at the end, she had some more blank pages. And so we took all those away. And you know what it ended up as? One page. One wonderful page of not quite 50 items, but I could see where her frustration was. And now that she's got that out of mind, Do you know how to put numbers on these things? You don't. We'll show you right after separate. You automatically put numbers on it. Each one you type in gets its own new number and just adds right up. And it's very, very nice. It's good to learn the simple basics of the Word program. And it's a lot of fun, too. So, again, are you a good teacher? Are you a good trainer? Are you a good person who creates the world around you in keeping with what you think you'd like it to be? Then get with it. And I see you all very successful in doing this and enjoying yourself beyond imagination. And I know I enjoy myself. So, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Say it louder, go ahead.
I love you.
There, see, I've got them trained very well, haven't I? And I love you too. Tune in again, same time, same station, whenever you choose.